Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore be imitators of God as children who are loved. Walk in love in the same way that the Anointed One also loved us and gave himself up for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God with a pleasing fragrance. But don't let such things as sex outside of the marriage bond and all sexual impurity or the desire for wealth even be mentioned among you, which is the characteristic of those set apart to God. Neither should you use obscenities, engage in frivolous conversation, or tell dirty jokes, which are not appropriate. Instead, be giving thanks. For you know this without a doubt. No one who engages in sex outside of the marriage bond, who practices impure sexual acts, nor anyone who is greedy, who is really worshipping money as an idol, has any inheritance in the coming kingdom of the Anointed One and of God, the millennial kingdom or the millennium. Let no one deceive you with useless words disputing this truth. For it is because of these very things that the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. Therefore, don't participate with them in these activities. For you were once in darkness, but now you are in the light of the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, demonstrating what is pleasing to the Lord. Have no fellowship with the works of darkness, which benefit no one, but instead even reprove them, for it is shameful even to speak of the things which they do in secret. But all things, when they are reproved, are exposed by the light, for the light is what reveals everything. Therefore, he says, awake, you who are sleeping, and arise from the dead, and the Anointed One will give you light. Therefore, be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of the time which is left, because these are evil days. Moreover, don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And don't be drunk with wine, which produces lack of self-control, but be being filled to fullness with the Spirit. Express the spiritual meditations of your heart to each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody from your heart to the Lord, giving thanks to God, even the Father, always, for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Submit yourselves to each other in the fear of the Anointed One. Wives, be completely yielded to your own husbands, as if to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, just as the Anointed One also is the head of the called out ones, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the called out ones are completely yielded to the Anointed One, so let the wives also be yielded to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as the Anointed One also loved the gathering of the called out ones, and gave himself up for her, so that he might make her holy and purify her by the washing in the water of the word which he speaks. Rhema in the Greek. This is so that he might present to himself as a bride those of the glorious gathering of the called out ones who are without stain or wrinkles or any such things, since it is necessary for her to be holy and without defect to be a partner in this marriage. So also husbands ought to love their own wives as they love their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no man ever hated his own body, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Anointed One also does, the called-out ones, because we are members of his body. For this reason a man leaves his father and mother and coheres to his wife, and the two become one flesh. Genesis 2:24. This mystery is profound, but I am actually speaking about the Anointed One and the gathering of the called out ones. Nevertheless, each one of you should love his own wife even as himself, and the wife should be reverent towards her husband. This is the end of Ephesians chapter 5. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.